Confirmation class, I have a word for you this morning. But first of all, I want to say a couple things and share a couple things with the congregation. And then I'm going to have a very short sermon this morning, and it's going to be for you. But you can listen in while I share a couple things with the congregation. And then I'll invite the congregation to listen in while I share a couple things with you. I want to say, first of all, to the Foundry congregation, that I share your grief about the death of Grace Garcia. It's a real shock. Grace began worshiping here at Foundry Church when she was part of the Clinton White House during the Clinton administration. She stayed on for a few years after that, and then she returned to Texas, and then she came back to Washington to be part of the Clinton State Department. And then not long ago, she returned to Texas to be the executive director of Emily's List in Texas, which is a group that supports the candidacy of women for public office. The last time she was here in church, I greeted her from the pulpit and told her that we hoped that she would be so successful that every elected official in Texas would be a woman. We don't know the circumstances of what happened. We know Grace was not driving the car. We don't know about the other cars involved, but it is a shock. And so we as a congregation are amazed by the loss of this intelligent and powerful woman who has had an impact on our nation and our society, and certainly here at Foundry Church. And please, drive carefully. Washington is a tough place. The Beltway can be awful. So I want to encourage you to drive carefully. The other thing I want to say is to add my thanks to all of you who were part of the Pride Parade yesterday. It was a real thrill for Jane and me. I was named one of the Pride Heroes this year, and it was just an amazing honor. Five of us got to ride in convertibles at the front of the parade. They needed a convertible for me, so Michael Arachia volunteered his convertible Mini Cooper. And I got to sit on top of the seat in the back, and then Jane rode in the passenger seat, and Dennis drove the Mini Cooper, and then there wasn't room for Michael. So Michael walked alongside the car waving a flag. And the only downside is that a number of times during the parade, as our car was approaching, I'd see people getting very excited and beginning to applaud and cheer. And when we got there, I'd hear them chanting, "Mikey, Mikey, Mikey." Michael, stand up. Michael Arachia. Dennis, stand up, Dennis. So I don't know how it happened and how I was nominated, but my appreciation to Foundry Church, because it was really you who were honored in the Pride Parade yesterday. I also want to say a quick word of thanks to everyone who's kept Jane and me in your prayers over the last week. Last Sunday, I was in the hospital. A lot of people have been asking about it. The doctor said it was a pulmonary embolism, which means I had some blood clots that got into my lungs. I'm on medication. I need to take it easy a bit, but the doctors expect the blood clots to disappear and for me to be fine. They don't know what caused it, so I'm in the odd situation of not knowing what to stop doing. so it doesn't happen again. I appreciate your prayers. I've been thinking that sometimes for people like me, as I prepare for retirement, letting go can be difficult. And so it may be that this month of June, my body's helping me let go by restricting my capacity over the next few weeks. I'm grateful for your prayers. I want to say a few words to the confirmants. And I want to say it about the scripture you selected. And I want to read it again for you. And I want to start with the verse before the one that you picked, so that I will read two verses to you. And these are the verses. First, the one just before your selected verse, and then the verse itself. A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What should I cry?" And the answer is, "All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever." The word of our God will stand forever. I want to warn you that time flies. When I was your age, I could remember sitting and thinking how far away it was, how long it would take before I'd be 20 or 40. Or, God forbid, 60. And I would imagine that would be an eternity away. It would just be forever. And what I want to let you know is that it happens much faster than you could ever imagine. Everything changes. Everything is in what we call flux. It's changing all the time. You're changing. And you will be changing the rest of your life. Your favorite TV show now may bore you when you try to watch it in reruns 10 years from now. I used to have a favorite TV show, which I always tried not to miss, called Friends. And now when the Friends reruns come on, I just change the channel and I say to myself, how could I ever have liked that show? If you have a favorite song that you listen to on your iWhatever or the radio, it will almost certainly not be your favorite song 10 years from now. Probably won't be your favorite song 2 months from now. Because we're always changing. If you have a favorite food, I can almost promise you that you will discover before long a food that tastes even better, really. True. So we're always changing. Your political ideas may change over time. And your social ideas. And your religious ideas may change because we're always asking questions. We're always thinking. We're always trying to learn more. And so everything is changing. Everything is changing. But underneath all of the change, there is a word, the word of our God. There's a word. There's a capital T truth that is always true. That existed before you were born, that existed before they were born, that existed before I was born. And that after we're all gone from this earth in the short time we're given to live, it will still be true. This capital W word of God that is truth. And we search for it our whole lives because That's the word we want to base our life on. Sometimes we really want to impress our parents or our teachers or other kids in school or other people. But impressing other people, that will change. People will think well of you, and they'll think not so well of you from time to time, and they'll agree with you and disagree with you. That changes no matter what you do. No matter what you do, that changes. Some people will like you, some people not so much. So don't base your life on that, because people liking or not liking you is, you know, that's here one day and gone tomorrow. Don't base your life on that. Base your life on the word that was here before we were, that will be here after we're gone, that is eternal. Now, I can't put that word for you into words. Remember the scripture you selected didn't say that the words of God do not fade away. It said the word of God. So it's not words. We study the Bible to find the word of God, but the words in the Bible are not the word of God. The word of God is the truth that exists underneath all the many words in the Bible. I do know that the Word of God is something about freedom from slavery, freedom from oppression. It's something about treating each other the right way. It's something about love. It's something about God creating us to love God and to love one another. I can't put it into words, but I know it's there. And that's the truth, the word, that I encourage you to seek all your life and then to stand in it, to make that the word that you count on, because it is eternal and it will always stand and it will never fade away and it will be there for all eternity. Let me say again, we're very proud of you. And there's people who've been part of your journey to today and will continue with you. I want to say a word of thanks to all of the adults in our congregation who work with the children and youth of our congregation. I actually think it's the most important work we do as a church. So I'd like to ask everyone who's been a mentor or a Sunday school teacher or who's worked with our youth, if you would please stand, and I'd like to ask the confirmation and class and the congregation to express our appreciation to these folk. Thank you, all those who work with our children and youth up in the balcony. Congratulations. And then I want to say a special word of thanks to people who are very, very important because they brought you here to church. And they nurtured you and made sure you were here. Sometimes when maybe they wanted to sleep late on a Sunday morning, they got up and they brought you here. So I'd like to thank all parents and guardians and grandparents and everyone who's responsible for bringing these young people to Foundry Church. Would you please stand? Parents and guardians and grandparents. This congregation is always there for you. As you discern your future, your path in life, as you think about your vocation, your education, all of the rest, these adults, the mentors, and all of the Sunday school teachers, and all of the people who work with youth, all of us in this congregation are there for you. Do not hesitate to call on any of us, because we are praying for you, we are thinking about you, and we are very, very proud of you. Confirmation class, Foundry Church 2014. We are proud of you.